brief thought, two things. Man's side, the responsibility side, that is expressed by the number 10. They remain there 10 years. And so the Lord allows us, in connection with our responsibility, to feel the effects of what we choose, what we want to do. There's one side. At the same time, we see God is at work. That's why we talked about the idea of a remnant. She is left there. And that implies that God is going to work. And we saw in discipline. But in connection with discipline, I'd like to read a verse in Revelation 3. This discipline is always of a hand marked by love. It says in Revelation 3, verse 19, as many as I love. And this is the friendship love, filial. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. So this love implies the Lord is looking for a relationship. He's looking for a response. He did not find that with Elimelech, and initially not with Naomi either, but he's going to work so that there will be a response to his love. And we will see that tomorrow, Lord willing, with Ruth. But now, this point, where there is utter failure, there's still something left, an element that God can work with. And he's going to work in discipline, as we saw in 1 Peter 4, the judgment in the house of God. He's going to work in discipline, and we saw in Hebrews 12 how important it is that we submit to that discipline. And that's not easy. Pride is in the way. It's not only Moab marked by pride. Naomi must have been very proudful too. Her name means my delight. So probably she was proud also. And in her pride, she didn't want to bring those two daughters-in-law, we saw that earlier, back to home. But God was dealing with her, and he was dealing in love. And this is a lesson for us, beloved, where we have failed. The Lord is there to come in and bring us back. He knocks at the door here in Laodicea. He wants our full attention. He got full attention with Ruth. And I think through Ruth, he got full attention with Naomi also. And so this concept of discipline is to bring us back. Because the Lord connects that with be zealous, therefore. What does that mean? He wants to bring us back to first love. That's another topic, of course, but that is also developed in the book of Ruth. But that is what God has in mind. He wants to be all for his people. He was all for his people. Elimelech indicated that. All the resources were there. He is all for his people. But there was no faith. And so through this trial, through this discipline, through this harsh measure, God comes in so that he ultimately becomes everything. Everything for Ruth. Everything for Naomi too. And so we have to see it in this perspective. God wants to bring us back to himself so that he can enjoy this relationship, this interaction, this phileo love again. So that there can be fruit for him. As we will see with Ruth and Obed, there was fruit. That is the end result that God is looking for. So if God has to deal in this harsh way, let's keep in mind, what is the objective? The objective is always so that there may be ultimately fruit for God. And that we can appreciate and enjoy this wonderful relationship again between him and us. It's not too late for that.